Police Chief Heath Scott issued a written statement addressing two drug-related incidents in Haines. Scott thanked a man, who he identified only as Brian, for stopping drug activity in his neighborhood. After seeing two people in a car smoking what he thought was meth, Brian confronted them.
He tried to persuade him to stop. And I think the persuasion was yelling and some firm suggestions. I think what he displayed is a sense of ownership for the welfare of his community.
Police were not called in response to the argument, Scott says. When the story reached him by word of mouth, he wanted to memorialize the incident.
I want to support people that take on that sense of ownership and say that it's welcomed, and I want to caution you how to do it correctly.
Scott wrote, "Community safety is not a passive spectator sport." He clarified in an interview that holding people accountable for drug use is important, but citizens shouldn't break laws, turn to violence, or put themselves at risk.
99% of the time, the right thing to do is to call us.
Brian's wife, who was with him at the time of the confrontation, knows that can be especially challenging in a small town.
Haines is so small that you know everybody. I mean, I went to high school with this person. I graduated. I was great friends with him growing up, and I've known his family since they moved here, and I know his child, you know. So it's hard, especially when you know someone and you know they see your face.
If it had happened on Main Street, she says, she doesn't think her husband would have stopped. But it was in their neighborhood. They have two young sons and a baby on the way.
I think everyone's just kind of scared to say anything. I was scared after that happened. When we came home, I didn't want to go to sleep because I was terrified of what they might do.
In a separate incident, 48 hours later, Chief Scott says emergency responders successfully resuscitated someone who had overdosed in the middle of the night.
All of our volunteer fire department members and our EMS members respond in their personal vehicles here in icy conditions. For somebody that is recklessly abusing an opioid or a stimulant, it is not without risk to us.
He's speaking out about both of the incidents because he wants people to take personally the range of effects that drugs have in the community.
This has got to be a team effort. This is not a crime problem. We don't solve this by throwing people in jails. We just don't. We're still trying to find our way.
There's no immediate plan for a formal community meeting about drug use, but Scott says he wants to keep the conversation open. He says if residents see dangerous or uncomfortable situations involving drugs, they can always call the police department on the non-emergency line or at 911 and send anonymous tips through the Nixle app. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur.